I'm Bill Lako. My friends call me Dalla Bill Lako, along with Gene Hensler, Dr. Gene, and Ted Parrish.
Yeah.
We call him Peaches.
Just don't call me late for dinner, buddy.
So, Teddy, we had an email question from Robin who says, I read online about advisors suggesting derivatives as safety.
As safety.
Thoughts?
Mm. Oh, boy, they
just from that viewpoint and safety.
Well, that's what I have.
You can use derivatives to hedge, you know, options, puts, calls.
Tell me what a derivative is.
A derivative is
a financial instrument is dependent upon the value of another financial instrument.
Yes, it is. It gives you the right to buy or sell something, or it gives you exposure to something without actually buying that
that's
instrument.
Right. There are people on other radio stations within this state
mm-hmm.
that explain to you that by using derivatives, you can make 4% a month.
I know that.
Well,
sell calls or puts on existing stocks.
I'm sure there are people in the past who have. The problem is going forward and looking across history, can they show their track record?
I might point out that these are people who are not registered investment advisors.
That's right.
Because
even broker dealers.
Or even broker dealers, because you can't make a statement you can make 4% a month on an asset. You'd be thrown in jail.
I mean,
we said that.
Think about
be thrown
it.
In jail.
Come on.
And how stupid do you think the market is? Here's a little niche where every month after month, somebody makes 4%. Now, you don't think there's some guy in Wall Street says, I've been noticing that these people are making 4% a month.
Well, more importantly, if the guy was making 4% a month, do you really think he would tell you about it?
Bill, there would be a monster machine. That would be a cash-making machine that would just be automatic. They would make an algorithm that would just, every day, just pull the handle on a cash register.
That's why I wouldn't tell anybody
like
about it.
A swap.
I wouldn't tell anybody about it.
So we have over $1 billion, and at 4% a
yes.
month.
That's 40%, 48% a year.
Hmm.
Well, no, if you compound it, it's almost 50% a year.
Hmm. That's true.
Over 50% a year.
Yeah. All right.
So sophisticated investors might use options to, they might sell write options because they need a little bit of extra income. But they're giving up something. What are they giving up? Or
an executive who has, you know, $5 million mm-hmm. worth of Coca-Cola stock
yeah.
or Home Depot stock might sell an option to
yeah,
protect
let's,
that.
Yeah, let's explain this as easy as we can. For example, let's say that I am an executive with Coca-Cola, and I'm not allowed to sell my stock until the end of the year.
Right.
And I'm worried the Coca-Cola stock is going to go down in value before the end of the year. Then what would I do, Teddy?
You can buy a put.
I would buy a put that gives me the right to sell Coca-Cola stock
at
a certain price. And I would pay a premium for mm-hmm. that. There has to be somebody directly on the other side of that particular mm-hmm. instrument who will lose any money
right.
on that. Mm-hmm. So it's what we call a zero-sum game,
somebody
total overall. Now,
except for the VIG.
Well,
you got to pay the commission.
Well, there's a commission on both sides. Now, see, the one side of that thing is the guy from Coca-Cola, and he simply says, look, it's selling for it. I'm making a number because I don't want Coke selling for it. It's selling for $80. I can get a put that guarantees me I can sell it for $78
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the year. And at that point, I just present it. So,
right.
so I'm done. So I've saved myself any risk of Coke falling below 78.
For whatever the cost of the option is.
Whatever the cost of the option
right.
is.
And derivatives also allow companies to hedge their operations. If a company's a seller of grain and they want to lock in the prices of
dealing
grain.
Dealing in the futures market.
Going down, they can buy a forward or a future on
that's
grain.
Right. Yeah. If I'm Nestle's and
exactly.
a bunch of chocolate, so, I can lock in my price on chocolate ahead of time, and I'm willing to pay the premium because I view that as an insurance contract.
So it's not for layman investors.
Well,
Bill.
Believe
so,
me.
Gene always has this example, and I love it to death. So you're smarter than the average bear,
mm-hmm.
and so you think, well, I'm going to buy futures on corn,
mm-hmm.
or no, cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go up against who?
Nestle.
Or Hershey's.
No, and you're going to Hershey's.
Because Dano and I are the smartest people from Goldman Sachs,
yeah,
right?
No,
here's
the other side of this. Here's the other side of this. You know, when the chips get down and it's toward the end of the contract, Nestle's can actually take delivery
right.
of 100,000 pounds of cocoa. I can picture it. My neighbor says, I'm going to the wire with these guys. He's got to take delivery on 10,000 pounds of cocoa, whatever the contract is.
Talk about
what is he going to do? He's going to have every one of these little renting units down here.
Right.
Or a mudslide. Either way.
That's right.
Yeah, or mudslides.
Yeah. Don't mess around with options. And there's a much more sophisticated ones than those. We try to make them as easy as possible.
This is something called mark to market that could get you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get you every day. All right, I got another question from Doris. It says, I listen to the show on Sundays, and I've heard you say you could send questions in for advice. I'm not sure if this is really a radio show question or not, but I have a 401k plan that is switching to a new provider, mm-hmm. and they are mapping old funds to new funds. I'm not sure how familiar or how similar these funds are and what would be the best way to find out the information. So she sends me her fund options.
Yeah.
And then she wants to know if this is a problem. This is very normal. What happens is you're going to get a blackout notice, which she did receive. Generally, it's about a 30-day notice. It says you can't make any changes in the plan. So I looked over the options, and they're mapping small cap to small cap. I mean, there's 50 funds.
Yeah, the idea would be is if you had if you were invested in an S&P index,
right,
they would map that money to an S&P index.
Right. Or something similar.
And if you had a large cap core or blend,
right,
they would put it into a large cap blend, hopefully.
Right.
You have to be concerned about, obviously, is that after this is done, you go back and a study would say you would research all of these to find out what their performance was like versus your old one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other question she has is, given the market is not very stable currently, should I do something different with my 401k? Now, well, she didn't give me her allocations.
Yes.
But bottom line, 10-year rule. Can you explain 10-year rule?
If you need money within the next 10 years, it shouldn't be in common stocks.
Okay. So if I was within 10 years of retiring and I knew I was going to have to pull money out of this particular 401k within the next 10 years, then you would want to use a bond fund.
Yes.
Or
intermediate bond fund, long-term, but probably an intermediate-term right. bond fund would be the appropriate
Or possibly, layer. You know, if they've got a money market.
And you might want to twist it down and make yourself a little bit less aggressive. You might move from a small cap foreign fund into the index fund.
Right.
Give yourself a little bit more conservatism.
But if you don't need the money in the next 10 years.
Just keep it all in stocks.
So then it's just a matter of how much you want it, small cap, mid cap, large
correct.
Cap, international.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's hard to know without knowing her age and what her risk tolerances are, what right. that split would be. But I looked at her options. They look pretty good. She
yeah, and most companies are pretty straightforward in this because they get in trouble if they start playing games. If they start putting people in weird
stuff.
That
doesn't always stop them, though.
What?
That doesn't always stop them.
Well, what I'm just saying is that
you know, just ask Avon.
I would give your company the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most companies today are not going to.
Right.
No.
Most companies nowadays have really sophisticated options, a lot of options in a lot of different categories. If they don't, they can always give us a call.
Well, that's true. What's happened today that I see is there's so many options that for the plan participant, it's very hard to really, you know, you get this list of 50, or in her case, I think she had about 25
yeah,
or 30.
The company doesn't get judged on the quality of their picks.
Right.
They get judged on the amount. Because
and
what
the
used
diversification.
To be, yeah, what used to be in the old days, you mainly had three or four choices, and the government sort of said, well, and rightfully so, is that, listen, if you're going to offer things, give enough so people can select and diversify themselves.
Right.
And so they've gone that route. That doesn't mean that those are the best picks.
No.
I don't want to be too critical, but if they're all from one company, you know, they're all.
There might be an issue.
The Acme Insurance Company, long-term growth. Acme Insurance Company, short-term growth. You might have some problems there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and in her case, that was not. I mean,
right.
that's not the case. But, okay. you know, it does pay to sit down with a professional, at least even if annually, to have them review the 401k options that you have and help balance your investments if you're not comfortable doing it. The last thing I want to hear is that you sold out in August.
Mm-hmm. At the bottom.
And now you want to buy back in today after what? We've had more than a 20% swing.
Because we're out of the recession.
Yes, because we're out of the recession that we were
August
never in.
Until, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
All right, look, it's been a slice of heaven, Gene, Teddy. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys. Not so much with UTP, but
I know.
Don't forget to email us if you got questions. drgene@hensler.com. We will see you
next
week.
Or you want to call us during the week, you can call us at 770-429-9166.
That's true. We'll see you later.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.